We're here with the director sportif of H&R Block, Jeff Ain. Take us through what it's like to come out to Beauce for you guys.
First of all, the race is incredibly well organized. The race is very, very good. Yeah, the quality and depth of field is probably about as good as you're going to get in Canada, with the exception of maybe Super Week and probably the Tour of Alberta later on this year.
Okay.
Yeah, just the quality of racing to be able to come over and do this level of racing is huge for the riders that we have.
Well, H&R Block has been at the forefront in Canadian pro racing for a number of years now. How many times have you come to the Tour de Beauce?
Well, for me, this is my first time with H&R Block.
Okay.
I know they've been here for at least 2 or 3 years. They've sent a team here.
Okay. What kind of team do you guys have together this year? I understand you have 4 Canadians on board.
Yeah, we've got a really interesting mix of development and development riders that I think H&R is sort of what their focus is on is the development rider, like our Western Canadian based development trade team.
Okay.
So on that front, we've got Kyle Bukowski from Vancouver, BC.
Mm-hmm.
He's a second year Espoir. And it's his first year. It's his first year with the H&R Block team. We've also got Ryan McDonald, who was actually a junior national champion. I think he's actually from Nova Scotia, this is his first year with the team. We've got an Italian, Federico Marchiori.
Okay.
Who came out to Super Week actually in BC last year, and then ended up talking with Mark Ernsting and coming over for the season. So he's been with H&R all season.
Okay.
And the other sort of development athlete we've got is Garrett McLeod, who's also from Nova Scotia actually, but he lives and trains the bulk of his year in the Vancouver area. So he's Vancouver based.
Well, it's a pretty interesting mix. How many riders are out there with you altogether?
Six. So those are, I would say those are sort of our 4 development athletes, and then we've got two sort of hired guns, I guess, coming in as guest riders.
You guys must have been pretty excited today having Kirk in the break.
Yeah. So at one point he was, I think it was about a minute and a half up the road. Didn't end up being the right mix of riders. There were just a couple of danger guys that Kirk knew were going to get chased down by the field, or that would receive strong chase from the field. I mean, it was, at one point it was looking like it could be something that could go. It was a really fast race. Maybe Kirk and Philip can speak more of that, but.
He finished 14th overall. The team's got to be pretty happy with that.
Very, yeah. Yeah, stage one, we had Philip coming 5th in the bunch kick with some pretty horrible conditions. And stage 2, again, some pretty horrible conditions, but Philip came 10th in the bunch kick in Ted
right.
Vermines.
Right.
To have, today was definitely focused on giving Kirk as much support as we could to get him to the bottom of the Gantic with the front group. And as fresh as possible.
So Kirk is one of your hired guns, I guess?
Yeah. So, yeah, Kirk Kirk is a former U23 U.S. road champ. He's from New Hampshire. Yeah, he's from New Hampshire, but he currently lives just outside of San Francisco. And he has World Tour experience with the Garmin Transitions team back in 2010, was it? 2010. Definitely one of the hired guns for sure. Him and Philip have both taken on some pretty significant leadership roles within the team.
And who's the other guy?
Philip Lavery, who is, I believe, the current U23 Irish road champ. Yes. Yeah, he races for, he races on the U23 Cofidis team in France.
Well, that's pretty exciting to have guys like that on your team.
Very exciting. Yeah, very exciting. They bring a wealth of information and leadership to the younger guys on the team.
Okay, maybe I could have a word with Phil and then Kirk in a minute.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, they can both hear you.
Okay, great. So Philip, coming from Ireland and racing here in Canada right now, give us a little bit of the contrast between the two environments.
Yeah, well, I do most of my racing in France. I live in France, and the standard here though is pretty high. We have a lot of guys coming from the Tour of California, from the top teams, and they have good form, and they're very, very big talent. And then you have the Canadian teams and some of the smaller North American teams. like we are at H. Norbola with young riders.
Mm-hmm.
And they always have a big motivation to be in the breakaway and to try and ride really well against big pro teams and to give a good account of themselves in the race. So, you know, at all times today, it's pretty good racing, and it's a little bit different than Europe. The roads are different, but it's enjoyable racing also.
Would you say it's less challenging or more challenging than Europe, where you're at right now?
Yeah, I think it's hard to compare a race with, you know, each race is different, but definitely with the big pros, when they ride tempo, it's a lot easier than for the races where there's a lot of attacks, but when they go full gas there and ride hard, yeah, it's maybe 3 or 4 kilometers faster at the top end of this race, so in that respect, maybe here it's a little bit harder.
Have you familiarized yourself with some of the hills out in Beauce?
Yeah, I rode here last year, so I know some of the stages, and that makes it easier when you know what to expect and prepare and try and find. Today we had to try and help Kirk, and when you know what's coming, maybe to try and move up and do what we can for him, but he was very strong to be in the breakaway, and on the last climb, there's not a lot you can do for a really strong climber like that. You have to just make sure that he has enough bottles and no mechanical trouble, and yeah, he's done his end of the job at the end of the day also.
Yeah, that's great. So what do you foresee in tomorrow's stage?
I think Kirk can be very strong in the time trial again.
Mm-hmm.
The general classification riders, it's more for them.
Right.
But maybe... Yeah, there's a lot of strong time trial guys here, and before national championships, some of the Canadian riders will be strong, but the time trial is very difficult to say who exactly will be the winner there. There's many things at play.
And then, you know, you guys get back together as a team and work out some strategy for the end stages, I guess.
Yeah, we'll sit down tomorrow night and see who's still feeling good, but I think for the weekend, myself and Kirk are very motivated. Those races... they suit us, our strengths, and they're very difficult races, more selective. And when it's a selective race, you're stronger, the result always goes more in your favor. So first we will get through tomorrow, and then we'll begin to think about the weekend.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you, Phil, for your time, and wish you the best of luck going forward to the end of this race and the rest of your season.
Thank you very much.
Kirk?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well. Explain how you ended up in the break in the first place. How did the breakaway develop?
I wasn't really trying to get in the breakaway today. I just kind of wanted to relax before the bottom of the climb, but the stage ended up being pretty hard going into some of the KOMs, I think at around 70 kilometers, and a break hadn't formed yet, really, and just before the first KOM, what happened was a split of about 10 guys went up the road.
Okay.
I ended up going across a bit, and I thought it was a good move, but it was a little bit too big, so the field chased us. And the field caught us, but it ended up actually splitting the field. And I think there was about 40 guys left at that point, and we went down the KOM, and then on the other side there was a little bit of a pretty steep climb.
Mm-hmm.
And what ended up happening was the stronger guys just kind of went hard over that climb, and I found myself with, you know, four other guys, Mark DeMar and I and the Nova Nordisk guy went over the top of that, and then Abyssal guy, Jeremy Vennel.
Okay.
Came across, as well as Driscoll. But at that point, I think also Marsh Cooper was in there. But what ended up happening is we started to rotate pretty hard, and then I noticed the gap didn't go up very high. And I asked one of the directors who was chasing, so I guess Champion Systems was not happy with the break up the road, and they didn't have anyone in it. So I decided just to kind of roll through easy and, you know, not do any work as much as possible, because I knew that we'd eventually probably get caught.
Right.
I wanted to save myself for the bottom of the Gigantic. Although it was not, you know, that break had a good opportunity to stay away, but I guess, you know, luck of the draw.
Well, it's still, I mean, a pretty strong finish, everything considered.
Yeah, you know, I think I burned a little bit too many matches in the break, but at the end of the day, you know, I figured I'd have a good go on the climb. And, yeah, I just tried to ride a steady tempo. There was a front group of about 11 guys, and I was just behind them, you know, most of the climb, so I just wanted to conserve and not blow up and lose major time, because I knew that going into the time trial, I had a good opportunity to do something, and, you know, there's 2 stages left after that, so you never know how the GC is going to shape up.
Time trial tomorrow. I wish you the best of luck there. And hopefully, you know, with a little bit of teamwork in the stages after that, I think you guys could probably do some damage.
Yeah, definitely. I think we have a good team here, and I think, you know, if not so high on GC, we could try to get a stage win, I think, with Philip or I. I think, you know, these are the guys on the team that are here are also learning a lot. I really enjoy helping them, and I think H&R Block is a great team.
Okay, well, thank you, Kirk, and thanks to Jeff and Phil as well. Continued success, and, you know, wish you guys all the best. We're at stage 2 right now, so definitely anything can happen.
Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate it.